With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. 2.5 years ago, the Maryland General Assembly imposed a temporary moratorium on hydraulic fracturing for natural gas in the state. That temporary ban on fracking will expire next October. And unless state lawmakers in the General Assembly session that starts on January 11th take action to extend it, the oil and gas industry, which has been fracking for a decade in neighboring Pennsylvania and West Virginia, will move into Western Maryland. State Senator Bobby Zirkin is a Democrat from Baltimore County. He said he plans to introduce a bill to permanently outlaw fracking statewide because there are shale rock formations with gas across Maryland.
Obviously, there's money to be made, but I think it's more like fool's gold. The public health, human health, and environmental costs are just significant. And so for that reason and that reason alone, we need to put the brakes on this.
State Delegate Kumar Barve is a Democrat from Montgomery County and chair of the House Environment and Transportation Committee. He said lawmakers are taking seriously research by Johns Hopkins scientists that found higher premature birth rates for mothers who live near fracking sites in Pennsylvania and up to 4 times higher risk of asthma attacks.
That study is very important. It is scientific. It is peer-reviewed. It's not some anecdotal article you read in Reader's Digest. This is real science.
New York State outlawed fracking in 2015. And in Maryland, Montgomery and Prince George's counties and the towns of Friendsville and Mountain Lake Park in Western Maryland have also banned the practice, which is the high-pressure injection of water and chemicals into shale rock formations to extract gas or oil. Fighting against the ban are the lawmakers from Western Maryland. They argue that their economically struggling region would benefit if farmers could get checks from gas companies by leasing out their land. Governor Larry Hogan has also spoken out in favor of natural gas production in Maryland, calling fracking a, quote, economic gold mine, unquote. Wendell Beitzel is a Republican state delegate from Garrett County.
We are so dependent upon fossil fuels for energy, and natural gas is one of the cleanest forms, and we have natural gas here in Western Maryland that we have utilized before, and I think we can continue to utilize it to help support Maryland's energy needs.
A poll released last month found that 57% of Garrett County residents support a ban on fracking, compared to only 27% opposed. Those were slightly higher numbers than the 56% of 802 residents sampled statewide who said they favor a ban. Beitzel and others dismissed the poll because it was commissioned by the Don't Frack Maryland campaign. But an independent Washington Post University of Maryland poll conducted in September found very similar results, with 60% of state residents opposed to fracking and only 27% in support. Paul Roberts is a winemaker in Western Maryland who worries about the harm to local businesses from the drilling rigs, truck traffic, noise, and pollution of the oil and gas industry.
2/3 of the tax base in the county is supported by vacation tourism. Over half of the employment comes from vacation tourism. So people like myself and my wife who own Deep Creek Cellars, this is something that we've been very aware of. We know that many people in the area are very worried about the impacts on the local economy.
A heated debate is expected starting in January over whether to open up Maryland to fracking or close the door permanently. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.